Well, good morning. Welcome to the Word for Life broadcast. My name is Ken Keltner. I'm pastor at Brookside Baptist Church, and I'm filling in for Pastor Greg. And I am so happy to have in studio this morning some special guests, Jake and Brittany Schnorr. And you got it right, Schnorr. And Brittany was a stanky, and she said she became a Schnorr. And Jake told me we snore every night.
That's right, Jake. Every single night.
But Jake and Brittany have been willing to come in and come on our broadcast, and so we're so thankful for them. And Jake is actually interning for us here at Brookside Baptist Church. And I think they give you kind of the tough jobs, Jake. But anyway, Jake, Brittany, thank you guys for coming. You doing well today?
Yeah. Yeah. Men's breakfast just got over, actually, which was great with Pastor Joaquin speaking out of Daniel, and excited to be here.
All right. Brittany?
Yes, it's our pleasure. We're happy to be here
today. Yeah, and Brittany, you teach school, right?
I do. I teach kindergarten at Ozaki Christian School.
Ozaki Christian. So how is teaching?
Oh, it's the most joy-filled and exhausting job, and I love every moment of it and truly believe it's what God's called me to do.
Out of the mouth of babe sometimes, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you get to hear.
Yes, a lot of funny stories to come home.
Oh, I bet so. She keeps the house humorous with some of those stories, huh, Jake?
It's great. Yeah.
Well, hey, what we love to do in Word for Life is we like to hear how individuals and, you know, their journey of faith began. And we would refer to that as a testimony. I was talking to someone the other day, and I said, hey, just share with me your testimony. He looked at me and he said, what's that? Kind of gave me heads up that, hey, we're going to have a gospel opportunity here.
There you go.
But share with us, who would like to start, Brittany or Jake? And again, if you're just joining us, Jake and Brittany Schnorr are with us here on Word for Life. Jake is interning for us, and Brittany, and you guys have been married how long?
About 5 months.
In 6 days, five months.
5 months, 6 days. Oh, Jake, I like that. You're quick. You're quick, my brother. That was good.
I have to. Brownie points.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Jake, we'll start with you first. Share with us, you know, how your journey of faith began with the Lord. Where did you grow up?
Yeah, I grew up right outside of Gary, Indiana, a little place called Griffith. And my dad, he's been working at a Solo Cup in Chicago, which is now owned by Dart. So we always grew up and going to Chicago every now and then. Grew up in a Christian home. Like I said, Northwest Indiana is where my roots are. And went to a Christian school after being homeschooled, or home educated, however you prefer, for a couple of years. And then Christian school from the third grade until seventh grade. And then from eighth grade all the way to graduating high school, went to a public school in Griffith, Indiana.
Okay. And you were, I'm sure, active then in your church. What church did you go to there?
Yeah, Lansing Bible Church is the church where I was saved, baptized in, and then eventually was very involved in ministry. But as maybe obvious to some or not, I was not the most enjoyable youth in my youth group, that's for sure.
So your youth pastor had some difficult days with you, huh?
Yes, I would guarantee probably 52% of his gray hair was a direct result from
came
me.
From Jake. Came from Jake. So you grew up in a Christian home. Your folks are believers.
Yeah, I would say that they're for sure both professing believers. And my mom more or less took on some of the spiritual leadership. I would say there was kind of a shift because my dad would always be the one taking us to church, making sure we're getting there early. But once his mom passed away, there was, you know, if I'm honest, there was kind of a shift. So you could be praying for that with my dad, but still desires to live for him. But professing, believing home, went to church Sunday morning. My church didn't have a Sunday evening service, but Monday for kids choir, Wednesday for Awanas. And so the doors were open. My mom wanted us to be there.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I didn't realize you grew up in Bible church. I grew up in a Bible church out in Oklahoma. My dad pastored Bible churches for about 45 years. So, and did some interim work in the Chicago area, too, in two Bible churches there in Chicago. So, interesting. You know, we need to sit down and talk more, you know, to find out all of our background.
Yeah.
So, you're a little bit of a handle to take care of with teens. I was a youth pastor for 18, 19 years. So I, you know, that resonates with me.
Strikes a chord.
Yeah, strikes a chord. And it's always interesting to me, Jake, that some of those teens that gave me the most trouble are the ones that are doing something for God today. Mm-hmm. So tell us how you ended up coming to the Lord. I mean, how did God use those people in His Word and the invitation of salvation to, you know, and your parents to resonate and for you to come to that point?
Yeah, how it all clicked. Yeah, so if you want to use an analogy, I would say is from the men in my life and my church pursuing me as, you know, you would a football player, that you want to tackle them relentlessly, confronting me with truth when I would say things, joking around when it was a pretty serious topic. They'd confront it and say, what is your walk with the Lord like? What is your devotional life like? So it's very much a pursuit on the behalf of youth pastor, senior pastor. And of course, my mom always walking around the house, quoting scripture, singing scripture, and sitting down and helping us memorize things for Awanas or for youth group. But where it kind of came together and climaxed, I went to a Lake Ellen Baptist camp in Upper Michigan. And it was a summer, I'll never forget it, pastor from Philadelphia. Anyways, he was just, you know, a faithful man, serving the Lord, and shared the gospel. And I knew that I had been faking it.
How old were you at this time?
I was going into high school, so it was eighth grade, somewhere between there, eighth and ninth. And I had talked the talk. I thought I could had fooled everyone around me. But looking back, I probably only fooled myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until that night, I can remember it. And I shared when I substituted for Pastor Joe's class, we're talking about creation and the stars, that night. At the Lake Ellen camp, I accepted Christ as my Savior. It wasn't the sinner's prayer that I had repeated countless times before. It was me internally giving up on my pursuit, truly accepting and receiving by faith the grace, the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ, and wanting to commit my life to Him. That night, we walked outside, and I'm telling you, it was the most beautiful stars that I've ever seen in my life. You know, it's way up in the North Woods, and no pollution, obviously, there's no lights or anything, and just unbelievable, breathtaking, kind of a way to solidify, a nail in the coffin for me wanting to live for God, and God displaying, like, I'm worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worth every everything that I'm going to take you through, I'm going to be worth it all.
And so when you made that decision, you came back, and growing as a Christian, when did you really sense God and a passion that you had for ministry?
Immediately after, I really can't leave this part out of it because God used it tremendously for developing my heart for Him. But
mm-hmm.
it was no more than a few weeks after I got saved. So that summer, went home, and growing up, I still love basketball. And in the eighth grade, there's high aspirations and the sky's the limit. Even if you're 5'9" and can't, you know, barely touch the net.
The question was, could you dribble with your left hand?
That's the make or take if I'm going to the NBA or not.
Yeah, exactly.
And so God simultaneously through an accident by me crossing the street to go play basketball, holding the ball in one hand, steering my bike, I got hit by a car. And the Lord spared me from it being anything from what it was. I mean, all it was, at the end of the day, I cracked my growth plate in my right ankle, sprained my left ankle, cuts and bruises, typical stuff from a car, is actually a truck.
Yeah, and then hitting the pavement, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So from that, I was out of basketball, out of sports for a whole year. And so, I mean, you know, in sports, if you're out for a couple weeks, you lose a little bit of your edge, particularly in conditioning and whatnot. But during that time, I was forced to be sitting in all church services, forced to be in my devotions, can't go around more, as much as I was able to. And God started gripping my heart and saying, okay, you always want to be the center of attention. You always want to be the class clown. you want to, you laugh.
Oh, I know. I know how it goes.
Yep.
And God says, and I want you. And I want you to be used by me mm-hmm. for my glory, for my kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So he started early, chipping off some rough edges in your life.
I would say so.
Yeah. You know, I wish we could graduate from that, but it seems like no matter how old you are, what that got, you know, that song the kids would sing, "He's Still Working on Me." I used to say that that was always my favorite song because the Lord is always working and chipping off rough edges in my life and, you know, again, conforming me to the image of his son. And so, wow, I mean, God did do something very special. In fact, A.W. Tozier used to say, God doesn't use a man until he hurts him deeply. I'd like to tell you, Jake, that was the hurt deeply. I'm sure it was at that moment, but there are still probably in life more hurts coming that God says, "Hey, I want to use this in your life for my glory." So we're going to get back to that here in just a moment, Jake. Brittany, why don't you share with us a little bit about yourself? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Brown Deer, so in the area here.
Okay.
And then I moved out to Kewaskum. My parents wanted to get more into the country, so we moved about 40 minutes north.
Okay.
And I have a mom and a stepdad and adopted siblings. And then I also have my biological father and a biological brother. Mm-hmm. And my biological father is not a believer. The Lord is hopefully still working on him as well. Mm-hmm. And so I had a split household in a sense. I could go to my dad's and kind of have free reign, do whatever I wanted to. And then I went to my mom and stepdad's home, and it was very conservative Baptist. So I had to really decide for myself sort of what path I was going to take.
So that was probably, you know, in those years, conflict for you as far as you were really seeing two different directions of life.
I was, right.
Now, we're going to get to it in a, if not today, in another session. But just tell me right now, where did you and Jake meet?
We met at a church plant.
Oh, at a church plant. Okay.
Right. I was attending Heritage Baptist in Cedarburg when I came back from college. I went to Moody Bible Institute.
Okay.
That's where I was attending. And a pastor came by and was visiting and sort of recruiting people who had had a heart for inner city ministry, which I did because I was a part of Big Brother, Big Sister when I was in Chicago. And I decided the Lord was calling me to be a part of this church plant. And that's where I met Jake.
Well, Brittany, we're running out of time right now, but we're going to get back. And when we start our next broadcast, we're going to start it with you and hear how God was working in your life to draw you to himself. And you've kind of set the table for us that you could have really gone one of two different ways, really, with, you know, I could go to my dad's and live like I wanted to, or I come home, live with my mom, go to church, and be under the Word. And so we're anxious to hear how God was working and through all of those situations. So, Jake, you and Brittany, we're so thankful to have you here. We look forward to our next broadcast. And I trust that if you don't have a church family, that you would consider coming over and visiting with us at Brookside Baptist Church on Sunday mornings. Our services are at 9 and 10:15 and then 6 p.m. in the evenings. Those are all different services. Except for the 9 and 10:15 service. And then Wednesday nights, youth and our children, 6:45, we have Bible study classes here at church. So we would love to see you. May the Lord give you a great day as you serve him. Thank you for listening to our broadcast here on Word for Life.